There's something kind of quaint and cute about a dirty piece of pop culture that millions of regular Americans are suddenly chattering about. It reminds me of when I was a little kid and the earnest Swedish porn movie I Am Curious Yellow became the national conversation object. Also old-fashioned are some of the awkward conversations around 50 Shades of Grey. Reporter Rebecca Lee Douglas wanted to find out who's been buying the book and discovered a bit more than she bargained for. And if you haven't presumed as much, this next piece will involve some explicit sexual content.
Like the sign says, the Strand Bookstore in downtown Manhattan has 18 miles of new, used, and rare books. So it can be hard to pick a title from that crowd. But the 50 Shades trilogy is not hard to find. It's right in the center of the bestsellers table. Saves customers the trouble of asking for it. Though some still do.
They fall into two categories. One is the complete gleeful, like, ownership of it. Like, where's the dirty book? I want the dirty book.
This is Liz Devoten, a manager at the Strand.
The second category of people is maybe this is their first time buying erotica and it's from a store. So there's a little bit more, I guess, maybe coyness about it. Like, I don't know about this book. I sort of heard about it. 50 Shades of something. And it's, you know, it's sort of adorable. It's like, yes, you know, we have it right here. It's very popular.
Staffers at the Strand are excited about the book, not just because it's kinky or because it's selling a lot. Kate Garber works on the staff picks here. She says 50 Shades of Grey has created a silent but really useful conversation between the store and its customers.
Like, if someone knows that a staff member is recommending this book and saying, come on, it's okay if you think this is sexy, people will buy it and they love it.
They might very well buy it, love it, and then head down to Soho to Babeland, a woman-owned sex toy shop. Sales have been going up at Babeland since 50 Shades of Grey hit the bestseller list. Conversations about the erotic are a lot more frank here, of course.
We have a big metal rack that has all of our restraints, blindfolds, floggers, paddles, and other assorted sensation toys.
Babeland co-founder Claire Cavanaugh is showing me the BDSM section. That stands for bondage, discipline, and sadomasochism. Cavanaugh says they can't keep BDSM stuff on the shelves now.
It's looking a little sparse, I'm telling you, because so many people are buying things, you know, so quickly it's hard to keep things in stock.
The store has started workshops on how to use the implements described in 50 Shades. And the classes are so popular, they've filled up over a month in advance.
And this you would definitely find in the dungeon in that book. These are floggers. This is a leather, it's a very long one. It's like soft leather on the inside.
Kavanaugh goes on showing me Babeland's toys, sometimes using words like sex positive. It feels like college here. But I'd heard that the main customers driving the sales of 50 Shades are middle-aged women. I needed to find someone older I could talk to about this book, but how?
Hello, Nancy speaking.
Hi, Mom. This is your daughter, Rebecca.
Oh, hi, Rebecca.
I am calling because the other day I talked to you about people who you knew who were reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, the sex trash book, right?
Yes. Let me pause here to say that I had no idea that my mom had read this book. My mom, who's 53 and usually reads historical fiction. What you're about to hear is the most uncomfortable conversation I have ever had with her.
Well, I didn't know that it was perverted and weird and sex trash when I picked it up. I mean, all I heard was number one on the bestseller list. So I picked it up. And then, you know, within like the second chapter, you just see the kinky weirdness of it.
It's actually the seventh chapter, but that's when protagonist Christian Grey brings young Anastasia to his red room of pain to show her all of his devices for flagellating and penetrating. Did you tell Dad about the book?
No! No, I hope he doesn't know it.
Did you enjoy reading it? Was it, like, a fun read for you?
No, I mean, it was kind of interesting. I did learn a lot of things I didn't know.
Yeah, like, what did you learn?
I mean, there were all sorts of devices and things I knew nothing about before. So
okay, what are the devices that you know about now?
Oh my gosh! Well, like the butt plugs. I mean, all these things I had no idea were out there. I think I'll avoid, but.
Yeah, we kept discussing the book, but I was dying inside. Interviewing total strangers at bookstores and sex toy shops is fine, but my mom and I have barely ever talked about sex. I thought it was because she was the prude. Okay. All right. Thanks, Mom.
Okay, honey. Love you. Bye.
For Studio 360, I'm Rebecca Lee Douglas.
Is there any cultural sex trash you indulged in that you ended up loving? A smutty novel or dirty movie that you thought, hey, this is pretty good? Tell us about it at studio360.org.